flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Folks, Crime Stoppers GNO and the U.S. Marshals Service New Orleans Task Force sponsored their annual Operation Boudat 2024 from October 22nd of 24 to January 18th of 2025. The operation was a partnership between the New Orleans Police Department, Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, Kenner Police Department, St. Bernard Parish Sheriff's Office, St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office, Louisiana Probation and Parole, Homeland Security Investigations, and USMS New Orleans, United States Marshals Task Force, New Orleans Task Force. And they just completed that operation. And joining us is Brian Fair, Deputy U.S. Marshal of the U.S. Marshals Service, Eastern District of Louisiana, from the task force. And Operation Boudat, as we said, just completed. And he's here to talk to us about the results. Brian, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Wanted to get all that background in there. And I just wanted to say again, Brian, you know how I feel about the U.S. Marshals Task Force. I say all the time that you guys could find a tick on the ass of a donkey in the middle of the Mojave Desert. And I mean it. And I've seen some of the work that you guys have done. And we are most appreciative for the effort and really appreciative of Operation Boudat and you guys working with Crime Stoppers every year to put that on. So tell us about the results of Operation Boudat 2024.
Well, we think this was one of our most successful operations yet of Operation Boudat. We've been doing Operation Boudat in some way, shape, or form since about 2008 or 2009. And this year there were over 50 arrests. 16 of the arrests are for failure to register as a sex offender violations, which is a big part of the operation. A missing 13-year-old child was recovered for NOPD. She was recovered in Chalmette. We also would like to spotlight that 21 people were arrested on open sex charges, like new charges where they haven't been convicted or anything.
Is that on your side? That's
on my side. I got rid of it. We have some new doorbell system we got.
I'm looking around and
sorry about that.
Like, where's that? So say that last thing again that you were just saying.
So about 21 about of the arrests as part of the operations were for open sex-based offenses, many of them involving children. So we think that was huge, just that alone, the 21 people on open charges, because it's taking people off the street that are committing rapes or harming children and things like that. So,
and there are still some at large that y'all are actually looking for, correct?
Correct. There were 31 people featured on the photo spread that we did with Crime Stoppers. So far, we've gotten 11 people were cleared off the photo spread. So there's still quite a few more that we're after. There's 20 remaining targets on the list. One of the targets was actually taken off. It was found out he was deceased, which is fine. That helped a sex offender unit in Jefferson Parish find his whereabouts. Nobody knew he was deceased. He had disappeared, relocated to the Baton Rouge area, and now we were able to clear him off the registry based on the operation.
Any of these cases of particular interest to you guys that kind of got a little bit maybe out of the ordinary?
I mean, we do this every day, so I hate to call it ordinary, but it almost seems ordinary for us. There were several that we spotlighted on our press release. Obviously, the arrest of Jaleel Williams for the murder of the Cox Cable technician was a huge case for us. With acting with the Crime Stoppers tip, we were able to arrest him at the New Orleans train and bus station. He was getting ready to flee the city at the time, had a loaded firearm in a bag on his person. He was also wanted out of New Orleans besides the murder for an armed robbery. And I don't know if they've charged him yet, but he was definitely a person of interest in an armed robbery in Jefferson Parish. So allegedly he was going all over the place and causing a lot of problems.
Yeah. With the highlight on the immigration challenge that we have and the focus on that, and most recently these confirmation hearings and some of the actions of Homeland Security recently, did y'all come across any illegal immigrants that were picked up in this operation?
Well, let me start with yesterday. I'm trying to remember if we had any during the operation, but we actually arrested an illegal yesterday. We were provided a warrant from the New Orleans Police Department for first-degree rape of a 13-year-old child on a person that was of Honduran descent. So we went out on that yesterday with members of ICE, and ultimately we went out in New Orleans but ended up locating that person in Metairie yesterday and arrested him. He was booked with an immigration hold. Historically, at one point or another, we've had somebody from both ICE and Border Patrol on our task force. So we've, over the years, worked quite a few things with ICE and HSI and U.S. Border Patrol. I'm trying to remember offhand. Yes, we did. One of the female that we recovered, the 13-year-old female, she was missing out of New Orleans and was alleged to be involved with young men that are illegal as well and involved in gang activity across the New Orleans area, breaking into cars. And these young men are in possession of rifles and handguns from information that we received. So we recovered that young lady in Chalmette with the help of the St. Bernard Sheriff's Office. And ultimately, HSI came in to look at the people involved for further disposition or to figure out what happened.
The dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happen.
I noticed on the press release, I thought there was Jose Brasino Molina.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's correct. You were my head.
On an aggravated sexual assault of children. We hear this a lot. And the reason I ask it is to highlight that this, you know, when we see these stories, it's typically in other places that we read about. But I was kind of moved that by the fact that I saw two or three that were involved in Operation Boudat.
Yeah, so Jose Molina, we were contacted by our office in Houston, or the Southern District of Texas, and they asked for assistance on the case because they had info that he was in Jefferson Parish and that he was trying to come up with enough money from a job he had cutting hair to flee to Mexico. So working with our task force and with the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, they were able to locate him in the 700 block of Terry Parkway and make an arrest, and an ice hole was placed on him. There was another good case, too, I guess I should spotlight, on a Parnell Wilson. The Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff's Office had asked us for help on the case several months ago, and they had information that he was floating back and forth between Tangipahoa and New Orleans. He was already under probation and parole supervision, and a new warrant was issued for him for first-degree rape of an 8-year-old girl. That girl also, there was another adult female involved in that matter, and she was already in jail in Tangipahoa. But Tangipahoa was having difficulty locating Mr. Wilson, so they asked for our assistance. And ultimately, from us going out and working this case, he finally went into the probation and parole office in New Orleans and was arrested. He was not aware of that warrant at the time, but finally able to get him to go in and arrest him and get him off of the streets.
And the interesting thing about a number of these individuals that y'all removed, you know, my experience tells me that there was a pretty high propensity that they were going to reoffend. That's what they do, right?
Often, yeah, we find that too often. If they're offending, that more than likely a lot of the times they're going to reoffend. And that's why the sex offender registration thing is so important to us. That's one of the missions of the Marshal Service under the Adam Walsh Act, is to look for unregistered sex offenders and make sure that they stay in compliance, that the public knows where they live and can just keep an extra set of eyes on them. Not everyone reoffends, but some of them definitely do.
Is there anything, I don't know how to coin it, like a new trend that you're seeing out there?
I mean, not offhand, I mean, that I can think of. It's, you know, the normal violent offenses that we work. We're seeing,
you know, there's
the
always a unique way of luring kids to, you know, their attempt to lure kids. I know, you know, when the internet came on, that was a big deal about, you know, Facebook, this, that, or otherwise. I didn't know if there was a modality that they were using today that was might be different.
I mean, we are seeing more cases because we have a missing child unit, so we are seeing cases where the females are running away, or males, even males, both, and they're being lured by an older adult or something, and they just disappear with that person. So we are seeing some of that, and some of it relates to sex trafficking, and then some of it just relates to that particular adult committing sex crimes with the runaway. So we definitely are seeing an uptick in that.
Is there any uptick with, I just lost my train of thought. I apologize. But final thoughts.
I mean, just like, this is a partnership. The only way we can do this work is with all the agencies cooperating, with the help from Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers has been a champion of what we do for years. They were extremely helpful. There was a triple murder in Jefferson Parish earlier in April, and through a Crime Stoppers tip, we were able to locate a Noel Marine for 3 counts of first-degree murder, and that was based on critical assistance from Crime Stoppers. So everything we do is a partnership. If we tried to act alone, we wouldn't have the results that we have.
I've been a big fan of Crime Stoppers for a long time. People don't really realize how many tips law enforcement receives from Crime Stoppers, do they?
No, we receive quite a few, and sometimes the tips route through here for other states, and we'll forward it to our partner agencies in, say, Arizona or whatever state it is, and for them to act on it. So it's a huge part of what we do. I mean, while we investigate things, we rely on the help from the public, and we can't do our job without help from the public.
This resurgence of immigration enforcement that we've seen in the past several days, has the U.S. Marshals Task Force played a role in that around the country?
I mean, we're starting to. We always have. If there are immigration issues like over the years. I've told you we had our partners with ICE and Border Patrol on our task force and HSI. If we come across any immigration issues, we're contacting them, or they're stepping in to determine immigration status. There's going to be more of that, I would think, based on the current what's going on, which we're involved in. Yeah, well, yesterday we were involved in it. We had ICE with us, and they took over the detention part of the person that we arrested. So eventually that person, if convicted, will be sent back to Honduras after he serves his time.
You know, it's interesting, and I heard some comments that Tom Homan made yesterday that a lot of people don't realize is that if your local jail doesn't cooperate with federal authorities to include you guys, and you release folks on charges that otherwise y'all will have to go out there and find, you're really increasing the level of you're not making the community safer. Is what I'm trying to say. I don't know why I'm at a loss for words. I should know this backwards and forwards. But
right.
you're really making the community unsafe because you're compelling law enforcement to go out there and conduct these operations. And the operations that y'all conduct relative to these serious offenders and felons, it creates an environment of being unsafe out there because there are no guarantees when you conduct these operations, right?
Yeah, correct. I mean, the people that we are looking for are all wanted for violent felony offenses or for violations of their sex offender registration. So they already have issues with felonies. Many of them involve firearms, crimes of murder, and things like that. So it's already the stuff that we do is high risk, absolutely. So, yeah. And the being that their immigration status is illegal, it makes it more difficult to find because they don't have ties to the community like the normal people that we deal with. So it makes it even more difficult. Not to say we can't do it, but it just adds another element of difficulty to doing the job.
Yeah, it takes a lot more time, a lot more assets, a lot more resources in order to do so. Complete total waste, especially if they were in jail and folks are not turning them over to federal authorities. It just doesn't make much sense to me at all. Brian Fair, as always, we truly appreciate the job that you and all of your partners in the U.S. Marshals Service does for our community and all of the participating agencies. We thank them as well. And great job and congratulations on the success.
Thank you. Good to talk with you again.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.